Kevin, on Friday, not sure if you heard the chat, but a lovely guy, Innocent Zungu. And the reason you would have heard Innocent Zungu is because he does the most amazing sculptures on Camps Bay and Llandudno and, you know, asks for a little bit of a tip. But the one thing Innocent was very worried about was the fact that he still did not have the requisite permit to do it. As much as people loved his work, and there was one person who gave him uphill saying, oh, you're not supposed to be building stuff here, he just wants to do things the right way. So, you know, I would imagine the same laws that apply to him would apply to buskers and those performing in public. But there seems to have been a bit of confusion around which permit was actually applicable to him. So to talk you through this morning, you're joined by Zahed Badruddin, who's the MACO member for Community Services and Health. Zahed, good morning. Good having you on the show.
Good morning, Kino. Thanks so much for having me.
So you obviously know of Innocent and Innocent's work. I believe you were introduced to this last week, or even if not before then, actually. And he's got a very unique challenge, though. Is the city in a position to help him?
Absolutely. I first had the pleasure of making Innocent's acquaintance late December last year as part of my oversight visits to the beaches during our festive season. And here was a gentleman who had brought an art form to the coasts of Cape Town that's not usually known and rather more commonly seen in Durban. And what one could appreciate is that through his art form, the sharing of positive messages relating to the Big Five and poaching, etc. And I was quite excited because it's a new space, it's a new art, and, you know, there's a lot of potential around them. And so the question had arisen at that stage whether or not he had needed a permit. And during our initial engagements, there wasn't the element of commercialization which he had shared with you on your radio station last week, which obviously meant that when I had initially met him and when he had been on your show, there had been a change in terms of what it was that he was offering. So when one considers the different bylaws which affect such art forms, one considers then the bylaws relating to streets and public places and the prevention of noise nuisances, etc. But particularly the question then becomes, how do we as a city protect him and the art that he's trying to share with the community? Yeah. And so you asked the question regarding which permit is applicable to him. And the permit that he requires will be the special busking permit. And I share with you an example of about two seasons ago in Tishuk, where a similar instance had occurred, and the person who had required the assistance of the city had successfully acquired the special busking permit for the art that they had been sharing on that side of our city.
Okay, so I would imagine the city's going to give him some assistance here, because, you know, one looks at our beaches and they're beautiful and all the rest of it. You know, if one goes to Santa Monica and you go to the pier over there, you look at these beautiful artists and buskers doing their thing. I think we should do the same stuff at some of our beaches. And I think, you know, it's all about creating opportunities for people and not being too much of a stick in the mud when it comes to how long it takes to get these permits. Just a quick one. We literally have 30 seconds.
Absolutely. I fully agree with you. I had visited his space over the weekend, and I was lucky enough to find his wife and child. And I said, Innocent, please, if you have any problems, come to me. We'll sort it out for you. So my engagements after this will be to assist him in order to attain the special busking permit.
Perfect, Zahed Badruddin. Thank you for your time. MACO member, Community Services and Health.